You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Behind the Curtain. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. On the Behind the Curtain series, Alon Fong and I are doing these separately, so if you've caught any of the recent ones that I have done, you've noticed that I have been on a roll with interviewing the Exotic Dancer Invitational contestants. That's right, the Exotic Dancer Invitational, if you're not familiar, it is the showgirl competition, the showgirl competition, the best of the best all going at it. And I've been talking to a lot of the competitors. I'll give you dates and stuff and locations on the EDI here in just a second, but I want to introduce you to my guest here today. She is the EDI, which is Exotic Dancer Invitational, East Starlet Champion 2022, along with the most original show. She is the Miss Nude World Newcomer of the Year in 2022, along with Audience Favorite, and Miss Exotic World 2022. That's a heck of a resume. This is Ella Hot Wheels. Hi.
Hey, good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you on here. I want to start by, because we're talking mostly about the EDIs here today. I had mentioned that you are the EDI Starlet Champion. There are two divisions in the Exotic Dancer Invitationals. There's the Starlets, which is the way of saying newcomers, and then you've got the Showgirls. So last year, you won the Starlets division.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, it was so amazing and unpredictable. I started out, I couldn't even get in because no one had ever heard of me. So I think somebody must have dropped out and there was a spot available. So I just snuck in there, you know, and then I had to prove that I deserved to be there. So I just gave it everything I had. Never expected to walk away with a win, but man, it was really gratifying.
Yeah, the only downside of that is you can't compete in the Starlet division anymore. You have moved up into the next division, which is the Showgirl division, and you are going up against some very, very big names. What is that like?
I'm ready to get my ass handed to me, but in the best way, you know. I watched all these Showgirls compete last year and they all blew my mind and I was so inspired by them. So I'm excited and I'm going to do my best and I'm ready to learn a lot.
Yeah. Is there one particular showgirl that blew you away more than any other, or maybe a couple of showgirls?
Well, I mean, I got to say Miss Parker and Charzane, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm inspired by everybody. I learn something from every show I watch. And, you know, I've got a whole list of Canadian showgirls that I love and admire. And then this last year, meeting all the American showgirls has been, I don't know, it just gives me a motivation to keep learning and trying new things.
Good. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Canadian and U.S. because I think you're born in the U.S. and then you moved to Canada. Am I right there? Tell me about where all you've been.
So I was born in Oregon, outside of Eugene, grew up there, and then I immigrated into Canada in 2008. Okay. So I didn't start dancing exotic as an exotic dancer until I moved to Canada. And then I was the way the circuit works up there, if you're on stage, you're doing feature shows basically. So I quote unquote featured in Canada for 7 years before coming down to the US.
And you've been traveling a lot, because I know you and I have been trying to connect on getting an interview together for a while, and you're on the road constantly. Where are you right now?
I'm in Orlando. I drove here from Vancouver. So yeah.
That was a long drive.
Yeah, but I just got done. Last weekend, I was in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Had a really great time with that crew, and it was my first time performing for them.
Well, that was the Pony Crew, right?
Sorry, what's that?
Was that the Pony Crew?
Yeah, the Pony Club.
Yeah, they're
we had a great time.
They are. They are. So we are recording this on February 1st, 2023, and it's kind of a sad day for you because you held the title, I guess you will always hold the title, of Miss Exotic Dancer January 2023. How did you get that, and what was that like?
Well, I asked how I could get my name in the hat, you know, and I guess it's just, I put a lot of work in. I've really tried to get my name out there and get involved with events. And I just made it on the list. And I was really grateful to be Miss January. January is my birthday. So,
yeah.
Or my birth month.
Birth month. Yeah. And you know what was really cool is Exotic Dancer Publications did a really nice interview with you. And that's how I really got to know a little bit more about you, by reading that. So you guys should all check that out. I think that's at exoticdancer.com. So your name, Ella Hot Wheels, and you are called Ella Hot Wheels because you are the master of roller skates. You do your shows on roller skates. And I have to say, I saw your show last year when you won the Starlet Division. I had never heard of you, just as you said, you're out there, you know, I had no clue, Ella Hot Wheels, you know, okay, so I have no idea what I was up for, and you came out and you blew my mind. I mean, just the I guess, first of all, the skill that it takes to perform on a stage in roller skates, and second, to be able to come up with a performance, a show that incorporates it all together. How long have you been skating?
I've been skating for 10 years. I started out in roller derby. So I did that for a couple years. And then I got tired of getting smashed off the track. So I decided I'd take it to the stage. And so far, you know, no one's been able to bump me off the stage. So yeah, every single stage I skate on, I have to recraft my show to work with the size or whatever might be on the stage. Let's see, Larry Flint's Hustler Club, I got to perform there at the last expo because I won the EDI East Starlet Division. And there's, I think, four or five poles on that stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's heart shape, and there's obstacles, right? So it's every stage is a new challenge, and having to figure out how to do a show with challenges means I have to learn a new trick or learn a new way of grabbing people's attention. So yeah, I'm constantly learning.
You know, that was actually going to be one of my next questions, because I remember I did see you at Hustler, by the way, in Vegas. I was up on the top level watching down there. Amazing. And when I saw you perform last year at the EDIs in Huntsville, Alabama, the stages are all so different. And I sat there and I watched you, because at the Pony 2.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycom order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You've got the two back poles and then the front pole. And I saw you do this thing where you flew back and forth between these two back poles. It's like, she didn't know she was coming into this. You know, she had to really, did you get any chance to practice on that stage or was that your first time?
I don't remember, but every time I perform, I ask if I can come in early and skate on the stage. And I usually say, you know, I need to test out my skates to make sure I don't roll off the edge. And then they're like, well, how can I say no to that? So they let me in there.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And the other thing I'm going to give you a whole lot of compliments because I am an Ella Hot Wheels fan. Your photography. I mean, I have seen some pictures of you. They're just blow me away. I'm not a photography expert. I'm more into the video side of things. But I can tell when I see something that just jumps out at me. Do you use the same photographer for most of your things? And the one that I'm really fascinated by was the one with the horse.
I like working with lots of photographers. My latest photo shoot, the one you're talking about with the horse, I did with Dave Warden in Vancouver. He's known for his work with fire and smoke and sparks and lights of different kinds. He uses long exposure to create those magical captures. And I've done two shoots with him. So he's one of my favorites for sure. And I just love how those turned out. Let's see. I did a shoot recently with J.R. Hutter in Florida. Those are the shots of me. I'm like in a kind of a dark wood furniture bar.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. Gosh, I have so many photographers that I work with. Naked Angel in Vancouver, Pink Blush in, I think she's in Alberta. Mm. I'm trying to meet more photographers in the U.S. Yeah, so send them my way.
I will. As a matter of fact, I was Facebook stalking you. I mean, looking at your Facebook the other day, and I saw on your pages and on your pictures. You had a compliment from Aaron Duarte, who was a damn good photographer. and a great friend of mine. I have seen his work. And, you know, I think when one photographer compliments somebody else's work, that's an extra little thing right there. Aaron is amazing. I have worked with Aaron a few times on a couple of projects and stuff. And so, yeah, you need to shoot with Aaron Duarte. I'm just going to tell you that. That should be another one on your list.
Okay, writing it down right now.
Aaron Duarte, he's somewhere down there in Florida. I don't know exactly where, but
I think I've met him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very
cool.
It's great. So back to the roller skates. What is the craziest thing you have ever done on roller skates?
That would have to be one of the drills when I was in roller derby, where they had a skater on the track and the veteran derby players would stand along the outside and push you onto the ground and just knock you over as you skated by it.
Wow.
And this was a drill to teach you how to get back up quickly and also how to take a fall. Because the game's pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
To be honest. So, that's probably the craziest. It was very intimidating skating by these veteran derby players.
Mm-hmm. And then to follow on that question, what is the craziest thing you've ever been asked to do on skates?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like a trick per se, but I've been asked to do every show in roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
And I do shows in shoes or in bare feet or whatever. And if I tried to do every single show in roller skates, I would expire. they're heavy, and it's a real workout. So I do my best, but I can do about two in one night, and that's it.
I can imagine. Ella Hot Wheels, I'm here with you right now. I want to ask you some questions about music. So, because I want to find out about your favorite songs and stuff. So you guys hang tight. We're going to ask Ella about music in just a second. So I am back on Behind the Curtain. I'm Danny Myers. I am here with Ella Hot Wheels, contestant for the Exotic Dancer Invitationals, which are coming up here real soon. As a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and before I get into the music side of it, I'll let you guys know the West, which is where you will be performing, is going to be at the Bucks Clubs in Dallas. That's April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Again, you'll be in the Showgirls division. Then about a month later, there's also going to be one on the east side of the country at the Pony Clubs in Huntsville, Alabama, May 24th, 25th, and 26th. And Huntsville is where I saw you perform last year, where you won everything. So I want to talk to you a little bit about music. How do you pick your music for your sets? Is it themed to the roller skates?
Well, yeah, I dance to a lot of different styles. I try to have variety when I go to a club so that I'm not dancing to all the same music, you know? So I've got like for my skate set, I have a Western themed one. I've got a punk themed one, a rock one, like disco. You can go lots of directions with roller skates. You know, all you got to do is go to a roller rink to see that. There's all kinds of music. So I've got lots of favorites and I try to change it up, and that keeps me fresh as well.
I would like to see the disco set. You know, that's when I got my start in DJing. It was right when Saturday Night Fever came out. So, I'm that old, people. So personal playlist, like what do you like to listen to? Say like when you're working out or working on something.
My favorite band right now is Nothing But Thieves. They're rock. I don't know. Maybe they're, post-metal? It's hard to keep up with all these terms. Oh. Everything gets more specific as time goes on.
I'll have to look into that. Where are they from? Do you know?
No.
No clue?
I think they're from the U.S.
Okay.
But they sing about the U.K., so they're either travelers or...
Cool.
Who knows? I like Missio. I like Adam Jensen and Blues Saraceno. I do dance to those guys on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Missio. I know those guys. Mm-hmm. So we had them on one of our podcasts on Panda Off the Charts one time. Great people. And yeah, I had a lot of fun talking to them. So you guys got to check that one out. Do you have like different genres that you like, or do you have one particular genre you like most? Is it rock?
I just love music so much. I don't know. This is kind of maybe romantic, I guess. But I say music is my lover, like the love of my life. When I'm on stage, that's my dance partner. And I love all kinds of music. There's good musicians in every genre. So, and I do a lot of driving, like we talked about.
Yes.
So when I get on the road, I'll start on one genre and I'll, you know, like maybe 3-4 hours later, I got to change it to something else. So, Yeah, I listen to pretty much everything.
Okay, well, let me throw a little plug in here. When you're out driving around, you know, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast are on every single podcast platform out there, Spotify, you know, everything. So make sure you check those out. You've been a house girl as well, correct?
I've only house girled twice, actually.
Oh.
Because, yeah, from working in Canada, you have to pick your music for your shows. So I've worked as a house girl down in Key West at the Red Garter and in Dallas, South Dakota at Cody's.
Oh, okay. I always like to ask this question because I'm a DJ in strip clubs and we never know what people are thinking. Has there ever been a song, and I'm not going to ask you to name the club or the DJ or anything, but have you ever been on stage and the DJ plays one of those what the songs? Why is he playing this? Has there ever been like a really horrible song that you've really scratched your head but went ahead and performed to anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be When September Ends by Green Day. It's like a song you'd probably play at a funeral. So I was a little confused, but I think that absurdity is funny. And deep down, I'm a little bit of a comedian. So I just went with it and amused myself and the audience as best I could.
Okay, and we're going to wrap things up by first of all asking you what agencies you book through. If somebody wants to book Ella Hot Wheels at their place, do you what agencies are you with?
I'm with all of them. So I'm with Sensational, A-List, Centerfolds, Continental, Independent up in Canada. Yeah.
Okay.
They all know me now. Yeah. I've worked very hard to make that happen. So, yeah.
And if people want to follow you, your social medias?
Yeah, it's just Ella Hot Wheels on Facebook, Instagram. I'm on TikTok a little bit. I'm on Twitter, but I don't really post there. I've also got my own website, ellahotwheels.com. And yeah.
Well, very cool. Once again, the EDI East is, or the EDI West is going to be at Bucks Club, April 19th, 20th, 21st, where Ella will be. The East will be at May 24th, 5th, and 6th in Huntsville, Alabama. You guys got to check this out, especially if you're in the industry, if you're a manager, if you're an owner, and you're thinking about doing features. This is just like a golden opportunity for you to see all these features back to back. I would go to both of them if I were you. I don't work for ED, by the way. I'm just a fan of the EDIs, and I love helping them because I love what they do and everything. So Ella Hot Wheels, I got to thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I know you got a really busy travel schedule and everything, and good luck to you at the EDIs.
Thank you so much, Danny. Thanks for having me on.
And just a reminder, all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, and Behind the Curtain, can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.